This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Politicians, no pundits. We want to hear the voice of the people this hour on What's On Your Mind. All right? That's right. What happened? Last night, a historic vote in North Dakota Republican Party politics, really probably in the overall political landscape, but it was a Republican primary race for governor that had everyone paying attention, and obviously a lot of local races that brought folks out as well. Turnout wasn't huge. It wasn't low. Middle of the road for the last three primary elections. So, enough voices weighed in to say, wow, people paying attention and engaged. But the result, if anybody tells you they expected that, they are fibbing. They are fibbing, really seriously. I lied. I said yesterday on this program, here's my confession for the day. Nothing would surprise me. I mean, it could be a Wayne Stengem win. It could be a Doug Burgum win. It could be tight. It could be, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 points. But nobody thought 22 points. Honestly, just nobody expected it. I mean, if you go county by county, you're looking at a race, really, that was Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, 1976. Now, I want to say a word about Wayne Stengem and Nicole Pullman at the outset here, and their supporters. And I also want to say a word to some of the legislators out there who feel like they were running a race against Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford as well. You know, they wake up today not exactly feeling too good. Nobody likes to, you know, be in a campaign that comes up short. And certainly the manner in which this one was lost, you know, is difficult. Hold your head high. You know, you've served specifically to Wayne Stengem. This man has been, you think about this, as a college student, he decided he was going to be part of public service and building the Republican Party. How many college students are out, you know, doing all kinds of other things unrelated to making their state or their community better? And to do that is, so just think about that level of contribution to the landscape of what we've enjoyed these last number of years. And he's done it for a lot of years. Been at this a long, long time. Now, the term career politician got thrown around a lot, and I know some folks didn't like it. I see some people spiking the football. One of our Facebook Live viewers earlier said, simple as this, career politician, that's why the change, that's why the surprise. And, you know, there's that element certainly out there in our political landscape right now nationally. I was joking last night that the happiest guy in America about North Dakota's results probably should be Donald Trump. To say, boy, if I could do that in 50 states like they did in that state. So there's definitely that air of change that's out there. But nonetheless, you know, one person's career politician is another person's public servant. And campaigns are about contrasts and about saying, I'm a business leader, you're a career politician. And while accurate that Wayne Stengem is a career politician, it's also accurate to say he's a servant leader. So, you know, that's, you know, campaigns happen and you don't like everything that's said, and how could you? But I would really encourage folks, you know, in the Stengem camp to hold your head high. Wayne and Nicole ran a race that 9 times out of 10 in a Republican primary race would have been one that was victorious, without question. This was the outlier for a lot of reasons that I think are really due in the way of credit to Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford and their team. I had a conversation with our 13-year-old daughter about this the other day in our backyard, kind of interested in what's happening and wanted to know what's going on. And I use this analogy. in trying to describe the campaigns and where things were at. I said, you know, that look on Dad's face when you and I go to Best Buy, and it's sort of the look like, I want one of everything, which I usually do. Todd, you don't do that, do you? Do you want one of everything when you go to Best Buy? I think it's a guy thing. I think it's a gender thing, but I do, right? I said, well, Doug Burgum went into the campaign political...
Hey, at least we sell vacuum cleaners and dishwashers, so maybe it's not entirely unhealthy.
Well, I don't mind a new vacuum every now and then. I got a Dyson. I'm pretty darn proud of it. See, I mean, I like cool stuff like that. But anyway, you go into the political campaign store of, okay, who's the best pollster? Who's the best TV ad person? Who's the best... mailer, flyer designer. You get what I'm saying? Who puts together the best of everything? And Doug Burgum walked into that store and said, I'll take one of everything. With wealth he has earned. Right? I mean, I know some people say, bought this election. Bought this election? That's suggesting the voters are a bunch of dolts. Don't say somebody bought an election unless you think people are stupid. And I'll never, as long as I live on the face of the earth, think people are stupid. It's the job of a candidate to inform the electorate their way, and you use the tools you have. So, I just think North Dakota, and I said this on the air a number of times here and also with Chris Berg on Point of View, that, North Dakota had never seen a campaign like what Doug Burgum and Brent Stanford did, ever, ever. So that also goes to Team Wayne and Nicole and that group saying, the Pope was going to lose this election to Doug Burgum, right? I mean, it's incredible. So,
did you say the Pope?
Was that sacrilegious?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Give me a better analogy.
I was about to ask you, how does any of this make you a liar from what you were saying earlier?
I said I wouldn't be surprised, and I was surprised.
Oh, okay.
I said I wasn't surprised. I started to feel something after Ed Schaefer made his endorsement.
Sure.
And it to me felt like a surge, just in having watched a lot of campaigns. And Ed's so good, and he is so revered, and he was great in the ads, he was great in his comments. And got a lot of guff for it, which I think is unfortunate. I really hope we can just take all the stuff that is natural and understandable and explainable and stuff it in a garbage can. Because nobody can say, well, if Democrats hadn't voted for him, he wouldn't be the winner. Oh, if he hadn't had that amount of money, he would. I think he won it with shoe leather. I think he won it by a lot of campaign strategy and brilliance that, by the way, if he wins in November against Marvin Nelson and applies it as governor, could transform the Republican Party in North Dakota into a force that not only worries about gubernatorial races and statewide office holders, but all the way down to park boards and county commissions and city commissions and everything else. And I said this a few times on the air, Doug Burgum at Microsoft, probably top five most revered companies in the world, was one of 12 senior leaders who led 90,000 people. His division at Microsoft had a bigger budget than the entire state of North Dakota. You don't do that as a dummy. That doesn't happen as an accident. You don't bully your way into things or buy your way into things the perception among some in the Republican Party is that Doug Burgum's a Rich Fargo guy that just sort of had a bunch of money and everything was easy for him. That isn't the reality. But set that aside. He's in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. Take a walk around the state capitol. And look at the portraits hanging in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. And some of them are among the most iconic business leaders this country has ever known. And certainly the state has ever known. He's there for a reason. No question about it. And I think to have him take those talents as governor is going to be interesting and something we should be open to. I will also say this about him. and his running mate. And by the way, full disclosure, as I said many times, Brent Stanford's a friend of mine. I think Brent's going to be a great lieutenant governor. I think it's so cool that the Watford city mayor has the opportunity with a November win to become lieutenant governor. I really do. But friend or not, in the case of Brent Stanford, and in my belief that the skill set is that there or not for Doug Burgum, we're going to hold them accountable to everything they promised in this election. Right? I heard a very conservative campaign, more conservative than our current Republican leadership in some cases in the way of spending, and I think that's what attracted Ed Schaefer's endorsement. I heard some new things on the social side, and Doug Burgum saying that he's pro-life. All of those things are very important. That's why you listen and then make your decision. So you've heard my viewpoint, and enough of that. I want to hear yours. Richard in Fargo, Karen in Fargo. Let's hear from every corner of the great state of North Dakota and beyond. This is the number three story on Twitter nationwide today. Weigh in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 now.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all-weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To challenge our thinking. But now with the primary completed, it's time for us to come together as Republicans, and I'm committed to unifying our party.
Is that possible? Can the Republican Party be united when you have the longtime establishment. Establishment is a dirty word. I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know, the party's endorsed candidate, all right? The preferred candidate of the Republican Party apparatus in Wayne Stengem, defeated in the manner he was by a Republican challenger. Is unity possible? What happened? I want your take on this at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We are brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can't wait for Cookfest. Yes! Boy, July is going to be a blast. I'm up in Antler on the 12th of July, as a matter of fact. And, yes, Antler, that Antler. We're going to, well, you know, we know where the good times are. So the Farm Bureau folks up there, the Antler Outlaw Shack is cranked up July 12th. And then I have July 20, 19, 20, and 21. Mandarin Stanley and also Newtown in the marina for the North Dakota Oil Can Cookfest. So check that out online. Let's go to the phones here at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email me studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We did a little Facebook video with Phil Parker earlier. And the behind-the-scenes look prior to the show you can find on Facebook. You can also comment there. And I asked the question, what happened? So tell me what happened. Richard in Fargo. I'm with Todd today. I left my bunker. It's kind of fun. Can you punch up? Or do I have the mouse to punch up Richard in Fargo?
We got to do that?
Yeah,
hey, Manny, can you hit the button?
Yeah, all right. Or I can, I guess, over here, too. I don't know. Richard in Fargo, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We found our mouse, and you can talk now. Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Sorry.
You talk about the Republican Party like it's a good thing. If Donald Trump has shown anything, he's shown how corrupt the Republican Party is. And you know what? The good old boys network is alive and well in Bismarck as well. Where do you start, Scott? Look at how we lost the race to Heidi Heitkamp. The arrogance of thinking that just because you have an error behind your name, you're an automatic winner. I think Stengem kind of had that arrogance too. You look at Hovind was nothing but a rhino, Dalrymple. All he did was ride the wave out west. And then not only that, you can call it what you want, Scott, but it's pure cronyism. All those bonuses he gave out, that was just cronyism in and of itself. Who was it? The tax commissioner's son who got the DUI, who got the job because of his dad, got the DUI, got it all whitewashed over. Everything's okay. All his money stuck up for him. People are sick of this kind of stuff, Scott. And it goes on in Bismarck just as well as it does in Washington. And people are just sick and tired of hearing that just because you have an R behind your name, you need to be voted in. And Stengem, yeah, career politician, but just because he's got an R behind his name doesn't make it all right either.
Well, that obviously was the message from voters last night. But, you know,
yep.
What I would say is, in my opinion, I'm going to try and limit my opinions here because I don't want to counter anybody. Your opinion is your opinion. Just say it, and I appreciate you calling in because I want to get to as many callers as possible. We have the Talk Radio Town Hall with Kevin Cramer next hour, and then we have Ed Schaefer next hour for a bit as well to talk about his endorsement. So this hour is yours completely, and next hour, obviously, taking your calls for Kevin and Ed. But I'll just say quickly, you know, I think there are elements of the Republican Party's problems nationally in North Dakota, but I think like many of the problems nationally, they are not as bad here. There are clearly some issues that need to be dealt with.
Your
no question about
it. Ended.
That Richard's gone. But I honestly believe that a lot of that will take care of itself with what happened last night. Last night was not a purging in the sense of, okay, out with all of them. In with all of them, right? It wasn't so much that, but it is going to be, you know, assuming a Burgum-Stanford win in November, you've got a new head of the party. And that will bring some change. And I think that's a good thing. I don't think we can see it today. Maybe if we're in the Wayne Stengem camp you know, we're part of a legislative, you know, body that feels a little bit beat up. But I think 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road, I think it'll be seen as a good thing for the Republican Party to prevent against some of that stuff that's happening. Appreciate a call from Fargo on the take. Let's go to Mandan. Pat, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened is that this election yesterday with Burgum is a true testament to the statement that money can buy you anything. And he said this morning on the radio, he said, you know, it wasn't about the message, it was about money. I'm sorry, I don't buy that in the least bit itself. At my own home, I must have received 15 flyers, slick flyers, which every household probably got in this state, the ads that were on television.
Can I ask you something about the flyers for a second? Because I've heard that exact comment from a lot of people. Did it influence you? Did it influence you? Did it change your vote?
No, I just threw it in the garbage.
Okay, so why do you think then it influenced everybody else in your mind? Because you're saying the money that bought the flyers is the reason this happened.
Well, because of the tactics that were used and the money. Money can buy you a lot. And I'm really embarrassed for the voters of this state because they got sucked in by propaganda techniques, okay? And they got sucked in by things saying at the beginning of the campaign, we're at a $1.5 billion deficit. We were never in deficit spending. We have never been in deficit spending. So to tell people an outright lie like that is simply unconscionable to me. Then to go ahead and accuse Stengem of being a career politician. Well, hell, I started teaching back in the 1970s, and I'm still teaching. So I guess I'm a career teacher, too. So that makes me part of being the cronyism system of the good old boys, all right? That, yeah, you're a good old boy teacher because you started teaching in the 70s. I was personally insulted by that idea, saying the subtext being that you're old, you're part of the old system. We need something new. We need something different itself. And that's what this guy represents. I question the tactics. I think the tactics were, like I said, it's a testament to money will buy you something. And maybe he's in the Hall of Fame and maybe he's this and that or whatever, okay? But the kind of tactics that were used and the money that was used, probably the most expensive campaign in the history of the state of North Dakota.
Right. My only question is if that wasn't the case, would it have been different? And you don't know. You know, message, money, what was it? But, Pat, I appreciate your comments. Pat says it was money that bought this, and the people were duped. Were you? Tell us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Let's squeeze Karen in before the break. Karen Fargo wanted to compliment Wayne Stengem. Tell us what you wanted to tell Wayne.
Well, Wayne was not arrogant. He has been doing an excellent job of giving North Dakota legal protection. However, when he sent the advertisements comparing himself to Doug Burgum, they actually made me want to vote for Doug Burgum more.
You didn't like Wayne's ads, but you appreciate the work he's done. Well, he's still Attorney General, and as he said last night, he's loving that job. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Every day, 52 people die from prescription opioid overdoses. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont with simple tips to help keep you and your family safe.
Unintentional poisonings, they are now the leading cause of unintentional injuries in the U.S. And poisoning deaths have passed even motor vehicle deaths in people 25 to 64. So you've got to make sure you store those medications safely, whether it's someplace in your bathroom in a locked cabinet, something that is accessible only by the people that you want it to be accessible by. These seem, again, like common sense. Don't mix prescriptions with alcohol. You know, it's every single bottle you pick up, it talks about that. And then driving, that's another thing. Don't get behind a wheel if you're on any medications or surely know how they're going to affect you, and talk to your doctors. You know, ask about other alternatives to these painkillers because they are so addictive, and that's why this epidemic is happening.
For more safety tips and downloadable resources, go to ndsc.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I reminded him that all of us who are elected to office are expected to govern, and that's exactly what we will do. Although we have come up short tonight, I can never say, and I will never say, that we have lost, because in working tirelessly, surrounding ourselves with committed volunteers and supporters, we have won. And in running a campaign that is positive and optimistic, we have won.
Wayne Stengel, last night, it is remarks that you heard on our airwaves. I was live at the Bismarck Country Club, the headquarters of the Wayne Stengel campaign, and you can tell I was in the back of the room because it was a long way from where Wayne was at, and unfortunately had a little trouble hearing that, but... Anyway, you know, his talk about we will govern, meaning obviously he on the attorney as attorney general, if Doug Burgum is governor after the November election, is ready to go to work and govern and work with him. So I thought that was gracious, as well as his comments that are obviously stinging a little bit from the campaign. We didn't lose, you know, because we did all this together and as a group and also ran up in his mind a very positive, uplifting campaign, and that's a bit of a shot back at what he endured, which he views obviously as a negative campaign. And you hear some of that from folks today as well. So the career politician line coming up. What do you think happened? Why did Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford have the landslide victory over Wayne Stengel and Nicole Poon they did last night? 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Back to the phones in a moment, and I really want to go to as much of you as possible. So if you call in, don't expect a lot of back and forth, because I honestly just want to hear what you want to say, what your opinion is on that, so we can get as many of you in as possible. You'll get no argument from me on any of your comments. I always have plenty of time to chime in, and I have said my piece on this already this morning. So tell me what you think. The North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners 4th Annual State Convention is coming up next week. We'll be there Thursday and Friday, so it's a week away. Great speaker lineup this year, and they have a lot of fun planned, too. Going to be out of Medora on Thursday night. There's a Bakken tour of some of Whiting's properties, and the speakers are incredible. It's $125. I mean, it really is a great deal. If you're a member and your spouse for $50 at that point, so it's a really good deal. But the expertise is incredible. I mean, they have the CPAs talking about tax issues and curative title issues and, you know, A lot of issues related to where the future is, you know, going, what is happening. I love this fact that I'll have XTO Energy's Bakken operations manager there. They have Scott McNally, who's a researcher and done some work for the state of North Dakota on this. His dad, Steve McNally, the general manager of Hess in North Dakota, for a discussion of the Bakken. I'll MC that, actually, or host a little panel discussion on Friday afternoon. So I'll be there, too, and I really hope you'll join us. Love to have you. Call them at 800-558-0557 for your tickets, 800-558-0557, or go to NARO for National Association of Royalty Owners-US.org. Okay, back to the phones here. Let's see who's waited the longest. We don't like you to have to wait any longer than you have to. And, Manny, you're going to need to pull this one up here because I don't have the stack ready to go. John in Minot, I guess, is next. John, Minot, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott. I just kind of looked at it this way. I voted for Stengem, and, I was all for him. Nothing against Mr. Burgum. I just kind of weighed the two options. But, you know, I wonder how many people voted for Doug Burgum because they're just that satisfied with Wayne Stengem as Attorney General. I certainly, when I woke up this morning, wasn't disappointed that he's not still our Attorney General because he's done a bang-up job in my mind.
Very good point. You know, Doug Burgum made that point all along the campaign trail. Said he's a good Attorney General, and I want him there. And if I win, he's still Attorney General, so you get a twofer. Now, if I were Wayne Stengem, I'd not exactly appreciate that comment in the middle of a campaign. But, I mean, it was said many times, and it's true. And Wayne was, very gracious about that last night. Hey, I've got a job to do still, and I'll do it, and I'm looking forward to it. And he clearly loved that job, right? I mean, Wayne was essentially recruited into this race, and so... I think you make a very good point.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's oftentimes it's voting for the lesser of two evils, and this time we got to vote for two good guys, good candidates. It's actually tougher.
Yeah, Kelly Armstrong made that point many times last night. He said, hey, this is a good problem. This is a good problem. Good points, John. Thank you. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls. Let's go to Heather in Richardton. Now, there's a great place. How are you,
yes.
Heather?
I'm fine, and I thank you for your program. I really appreciate it. We have four voters in our home, and we're very conservative, and we were all for Wayne Stengem until the last couple weeks when we heard who Doug Burgum's lieutenant governor would be, and then with Ed Schaefer going for him, that we took notice with that. And then when Gary Emanet talked on the radio and talked how he had asked Doug Burgum about being pro-life, we were very concerned about that. And we felt that Wayne and Doug were neck and neck. And for Attorney General, we love Wayne Stengem and what he's doing with the waters of the U.S. with transgender bathrooms. And we never heard who his replacement would be if he was governor, and that concerned us. And then when people came out against Ed Schaefer, for him endorsing Doug, that really perked up our ears. So out of four of us, three of us voted for Doug and one for Wayne. And I know we will be on Doug's heels, hoping that he will be conservative. And if not, Wayne in 4 years, I hope he runs again, and we'll see what happens then. So thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a great analysis, Heather. And you do need to hold people accountable, right? You do. And that honestly is why we, not trying to pat ourselves on the back here, but we went out of our way to demand's a tough word, strongly push to have the candidates on as much as possible. We did the talk radio town halls. They each did I think between the convention and the show, they each did three, if I recall correctly, individually, right? Then we had the lieutenant governor candidates on, then we had the big debate on Friday. So everything they said there and everywhere else, we have a right to say, well, what about that? Right? So you're absolutely right. They need to be held accountable, And to the extent some people say, well, Doug Burgum's not a Republican and he's not going to do anything he said. And I understand the sentiment because many politicians don't. But trust me, you, me, all of us need to hold them accountable, and we will. And I feel confident. I think even if you're frustrated, even if you were a Wayne Stengem voter, I wouldn't do anything other than channel the frustration to say, okay, I'm going to go back and remember the four or five things I didn't think were accurate that you were saying, but you said you were going to do them, and we're going to be here to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks. Thanks,
and I appreciate you having the debates on. Those helped so much more than the mailings.
Yeah, did they? I mean, I honestly think I read one mailing, maybe two. I mean, I would read them for the show, right? To know kind of. But it wasn't influencing anything. It really wasn't,
Actually, those pushed us towards Wayne for a long time until we start hearing the issues on your show. So again, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, Heather. Nice chatting with you. That's the kind of stuff I love to hear. People that aren't connected politically, that don't have an axe to grind, that just are paying attention, trying to get this right. Okay, I got a flyer. Almost going to lean that way. Then I hear on the show, I almost go that way. Great stuff. Thank you. 800-228-1110. 0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Todd gets lonely if you don't text him. 701-226-8503. Could baby over there? Could baby?
Are you kidding? You got a whole screen full of texts you haven't read yet.
I know. I'm getting to them. Taylor and Bismarck, what's on your mind? Tell me what happened last night.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I think, first of all, you know, when they did that first debate in Bismarck at the Bell, I went into it, you know, they had the three candidates, honestly, completely honest, having zero idea who I was going to support. And when I walked out of that, you know, I was leaning pretty heavily towards Doug, simply because of the answers that Wayne had. So when they were talking about the budget, if you remember, I think you were the moderator there, and he said that Wayne said he wouldn't change anything. And Doug really had some great comments as far as, you know, if your forecasts are that far off, why do you still have that forecasting company? Things like that. I think what Doug did is he really energized and ignited the younger voters. He obviously had the entire east side of the state. His message is of innovation and growth and not relying so heavily on commodities, which we do and have done for many, many times. And you think about his growth and his leadership abilities. I mean, the person who replaced him that he trained at Microsoft is now the Microsoft CEO. That has to say something and count for something.
Think about that. That really is, you hardly can get your mind around that, right? What that means. And let me tell you something that you triggered with your comment about that first debate. That was the GOP-sponsored debate that Kelly Armstrong and Pat Thinken put together, which was fabulous, really. I mean, it was great. It was ahead of the convention, and it was at the Bell in Bismarck here. And that question on what would you do differently, we collaborated, Dave Thompson and Danelle and I, on the questions. I don't remember whose question that was, but we agreed that's an important question, right? And it, just out of the hat, I ended up asking it, so that was all done ahead of time. But when I asked that, I have to tell you, I can say it now, I was shocked at Wayne's answer. I was shocked at that answer. Not so much because I thought that necessarily he believed that. It was more that I thought that politically is a vulnerability to have said, right? You know what I mean? Because it just it's something in a campaign, you can go, wait a minute. Now, he has clarified the comment after. He said, no, here's what I've been, and it was wrong to say that I said it, but he said it. And it could be construed that way. And, you know, it looked status quo. It did, you know. And so, you were perceptive to pick that one up for sure. Taylor, appreciate the insight. Good analysis. Dan and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dan.
Hey. I didn't vote for Wayne Stengem because of the way he was essentially not involved in that case with the young man in the North Dakota-Minnesota border with the drug charges and his body getting found. I can't remember the young man's name.
Yeah, you're talking about Andrew Sadek. I mean, that was a tragic situation. Yeah.
And if you're not going to get involved in those larger organizations, you know, those larger events, how can you go to the next level and take care of our state?
I would defend Wayne only in this. It's so sticky, you know, in that case when you got an investigation and you got a BCI for him to kind of, lawyers are like that. I mean, it's there's boundaries, right? And so,
right.
Although that question came up, I think in one of the talk radio town halls, and somebody said, why wouldn't you meet with the parents? And he said, well, I'll meet with them if they call me. And for a politician to say that sounds kind of cold, right? I mean, I'd rather you say, you know what, I will. I'll reach out to them. I'll visit with them. But there are protocols there. You know,
That's being cold, that kind of status quo like you're talking about. I think he got a little bit of the, I know some of my friends, they got a little bit of the Jack Dalrymple rub off on him. Like he was just, don't rock the boat until the next guy gets in. And I think maybe that didn't help Wayne or that status.
Dan, appreciate the comment. More coming up. Jim Fargo, you're next.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Wayne was a formal opponent, and he comes from a fantastic family in North Dakota with deep, deep roots in public service. I respect tremendously all that Wayne has done for our state. Wayne is our state's longest-serving attorney general, and as many of you know, Wayne is in the middle of a four-year term. North Dakotans will continue to benefit from Wayne's deep experience in the attorney general's office.
That's some gracious comments from the winner last night, Doug Burgum, for Wayne Stengel. There is a press conference scheduled for one this afternoon that will include both Doug Burgum and Brent Stanford, and we look forward to that as well. All right, back to your calls. The question, what happened? What's your analysis on last night's election results? Last segment with no politicians, no pundits, only the people's voice. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. That's right. How'd you sleep last night, Todd? Good as always.
Maybe
right?
It's not the best night, too. We all kind of went to bed pretty wired, pretty late, and ready to get up.
Well, I
tell you what, if I don't have that MyPillow, though, I mean, I feel the difference.
I had a fabulous, fabulous 3 hours of sleep. It was really fabulous.
That's three whole hours.
But hey, that happens, you know, so that's the thing. I mean, when you do have your head on the pillow, you want a good sleep, and you get one with MyPillow. Father's Day is days away. You could do this. You could call right now, or you could go online, 800-MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. And when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, just print out a little flyer. Put that in a card for Dad. Said the pillow's coming. That's okay. Might not be here by Sunday, but it's the thought that counts. We do that all the time in our house. Hey, what are we going to get? Okay, yeah. Buy something online. Take the thing, pull it up.
I would submit to you it's not the thought that counts, because then somebody will run to get a cheap, you know, fake pillow. Yeah. No, you need to get the MyPillow.
Yes, the thought of caring so much about the health of your dad, because
it's not just the thought, it's the follow-through.
Most important, thing to your...
A new trend.
Most important thing to your health is your sleep. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. 4-for-1 deal now. Save you $100. All right. Let's see what Judy and Mina has to say about last night. What happened, Judy?
Good morning. I agree with your first caller. I also think Stenjum has had a big image of himself, and he already saw himself as a governor of North Dakota. So let's give Doug a chance. Thank you.
Judy, thanks for the call. Christina in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, I had a couple remarks. My one remark was I also, it was kind of tuned into what was just said on the radio about wondering, you know, if Stenjum became governor, who was going to do as good a job as Stenjum as attorney general? So that was a concern. I don't think anybody was very concerned about his assistant person making more of his decisions than they should have, but I just at one time hoped it would get back to him to see if maybe there could be some changes there that were implemented. But the other concern that I had about him and his running candidate, and it was a tough deal, a tough decision to choose between the two, but I think it appeared that he was waffling about supporting Trump. But I'm not really so much sure about that as much as I was when I listened to his lieutenant governor candidate when she was asked point blank about supporting Trump. She really waffled. And it was like, well, she would go with whatever the candidate was if she was able to vote, but she was not openly supportive of Trump. And I think many North Dakotans are very openly supportive of Trump now. And, you know, who knows? Maybe the good old boys club in North Dakota would still try to get rid of Trump, even if he had the votes and bring somebody in through that back door.
Interesting thoughts, Christine, on all fronts. You remember more than I do. I didn't remember that answer from Nicole Pullman. I guess that it was asked. I didn't remember her answer. But, you know, the wisdom of the voters and the detail that you pay attention to inspire me. They really do. I would say this about Nicole Pullman. I think her talents as a senator, her background as a teacher were perfect, right, for the fit for Wayne Stinch. But I think the I'll just speak candidly, the geography was the challenging thing on the pick in retrospect. I mean, in other words, certainly the good skill set, good person, business person, owns a business, her husband owns a business and has been active in Republican Party politics, Jim. So, you know, they're good people, and I think her skill set was perfect. I think the detriment was it was seen as Bismarck. I heard that a lot. But, you know, that's all water under the dam now. Appreciate your call. Great thoughts. Luther in Grand Forks, what's your take on this? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was kind of torn between Stenjum and Burgum, and I couldn't decide which way to go. But there were two things that made me vote for Burgum. One, Stenjum is a old-time politician. I guess he's been around for a long time, and that doesn't sit well with me. And then he was also slow to endorse Trump. When I heard Burgum endorsed him right away, and that pushed me to Burgum. Simple as that.
Interesting take, Luther. Appreciate the call, and a great analysis from everybody. Carl in Bismarck, Ron in Bismarck, others waiting to weigh in, 800-228-0550, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for his take on what happened, but more of your calls. We have hundreds of texts, and I'll take some time to get through those as well and include those comments for Congressman Cramer, plus Ed Schaefer coming up, UND president, and active in this campaign. More coming up.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I could help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA. Bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.